The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Mazzulla last night following the Celtics loss. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, what is that? That's our face in a basketball? Is that what that is?
What is that? Honest to God, what is that?
I had not seen that before. I meant to move the screen there, Keith.
Is that you or me, or is that both of us? What is that?
That's definitely me.
And
that's horrifying that you can't tell you and me apart. That's bad. It's a bad sign for you.
I have horrible eyes. I have terrible eyesight.
But yeah, that's my face kind of.
In a basketball?
Yes, in a basketball.
All right. I guess it's gone now. That's shocking to see. Holy smokes.
Is that supposed to be like the new NBA cup ball or something?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I do want a new NBA cup ball. It's not different enough. If you're going to go all out.
Scal was doing a lot of bitching about the ball. Him and Drew Carter were doing a lot of bitching about the basketball last night.
Yeah.
What?
No, they're not my favorite.
It sounds like you're with them.
It should be crazier. Yeah. It should be like glow in the dark.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. You're at the opposite end.
No, I want it to be like extreme. Like, if you're going to do it up big. The court, not crazy enough. The court should like sparkle. There should be like 4-point, 5-point shots. The NBA Cup should be like a different
brand. Like the all-stock court, like LED.
Yes. Yeah. Do the LED.
Okay. I'm with you on the court. Why does it have to be 4 and 5 point shots? I'm with you on a crazy court.
Just to make it a little bit different. Just to get people to buy
it. Rules.
I like the NBA Cup. I like it.
You're the only one.
I'm not. I don't think I'm the only
one. I've never met anybody else who likes it.
I don't think I'm the only one.
Billy,
please.
Nick, you guys like the NBA Cup?
Couldn't care less about
okay,
it.
Okay, Nick,
I'm out.
Okay. Right. I mean, I enjoy seeing the silly courts.
But sure, courts are fun.
Okay, so that's something
but
fun
like,
about
oh,
it. Okay,
man, we got to win this game tonight.
Okay, but are you ever like that with basketball in November? Like that to me is a false equivalency. Are you ever like we got to win this game against the Hawks in November? No, you're never like
but
that.
But then
you
say
already
it's the same,
weren't.
Then.
You already weren't like that.
Say it's the same.
Okay, it's not worse.
And I didn't say it worse.
Okay, but it's definitely not worse. And it might be marginally better because there are stakes to it. No.
Mm.
For the viewer, not just me. I am a viewer.
So this is
but
where
for
I put,
the,
this,
there are marginal stakes to it. You can advance to Vegas and play in a one-off tournament.
I don't want my team playing more games than they have to.
They're not playing more games unless they get all the way to the final.
Well, yeah, you want them to get to the final in which they would play more games. I don't want them playing more games.
But only two teams are going to play one extra game.
But they might.
They might.
So I don't want that.
Not at the rate they're going, but they might.
But you're saying that there are marginal stakes, and I would say for me, the viewer, there is not. I think most people
you're not more there. Interested in watching. Was it the Celtics and Pacers last year? And then was
Pacers
that the quarterfinal
out,
game?
Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Pacers lost to the Lakers, obviously.
Correct.
Because
then
we made
final.
Fun of the Lakers. Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I think those games in Vegas are cool. And I think the home court games, when you're playing your way in, these group stage ones, I admit, aren't much different other than the court and the basketball and the talk about the NBA Cup, which is just beginning. If they get to quarterfinal, semifinal, final of the NBA Cup, I think that's cool, and I do think there are stakes to it, much more so than a regular basketball game in November or December.
I don't see it. I really don't. Like, when they play the Warriors again this year in the regular season versus, say, they made it to the cup final and they were playing the Kings, I'd be more interested in that Warriors game. I want to see how they defend Curry. I want to see them, hopefully, Jaylen Brown.
They may get the Warriors again, Keith.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But, like, I'm just saying, they do play them again in Golden State, and I would rather see Jaylen Brown go up against Steve Kerr and see if he does any differently than Tatum and, like, that kind of thing than if they played, you know, a random good team in the cup final.
Yeah. When do they play OKC? OKC and the Celtics are generally regarded. They're the two highest win total teams. You don't play OKC.
January 5th,
You don't play them until the new year. So, I don't know, maybe it's an early preview to get a chance to see how they measure up against the Thunder early on. And maybe more so than the Thunder even for them, but I do think there are stakes to it. The Thunder can see how they measure up against the Celtics. And the Celtics can prove that, all right, we might sleepwalk through some games in the regular season, but we're still the Celtics. There's a chance to do that. Do they need to do it? No. But as a viewer, I'd rather watch that than just random basketball games in November.
Last night's a good example of it might mean something to the players, but it doesn't mean everything to the players.
It definitely doesn't mean everything.
I don't think they have that kind of performance in a playoff game, and certainly not like a game seven of a playoff game. They might lose, but I don't think it's up by 15 and then lose to a team that you're so much better than. And that's what it was last night. So even though some of them are saying, hey, the court's different and this means a little bit different and like, hey, we can make more money along the way. Like they have to incentivize the players because they know they're not just going to care about the NBA Cup itself. But then they still lose but to the Atlanta Hawks.
I like these two. 3-7, 93-7. So if they win the cup and lose the final, you think that's a good season? No, of course not.
Yeah, Jones.
I would just no one's saying
you'd celebrate
that.
The cup.
No one's saying I would rather them win the NBA Cup than the final.
Do you think banner, so?
Do you think each you player should have a day with the cup?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go to their hometown with it. Do whatever they want.
And
take
the
pictures.
The Celtics, from what I've told, every team that wins the NBA Cup has to raise a banner.
Yeah, you heard that from Terp. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. What do you mean? Who knows?
I said who knows.
That's a weekly guest on Jones and Keefe.
Has anybody?
Don't belittle our guest.
11:45 today with Terp. But has anybody?
don't miss it.
Have you heard anybody else say that?
No.
Okay.
Just have I asked anyone else?
No.
No.
So you got the answer that
I'm
you
just
wanted.
Saying, what I heard is the winner has to raise a cup, which I also would find amusing if the Celtics have to do that. Oh, we'll get to Tatum and his night coming up. What do you think of the NBA Cup? Are you concerned at all about?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Celtics and the bad habits they're getting into, because I'd still pick them over the field for a championship, but they're not playing well. And both those things can be true. Mark is in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes.
I get two questions on the cup. First question is, these games do count towards the regular season record, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And my second question is, other than winning a trophy that actually, in my opinion, looks better than the Larry O'Brien trophy, to be totally honest with you, are there any other incentives they get for winning the cup? And
money.
I do have one brilliant comment.
Yes, they get paid. Hang on, Mark. They get paid. They get extra
more
financial incentive for winning the cup. It means much more to guys at the end of the bench than starters. What's your Bruins question?
Okay. So it is somewhat relevant then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is. Thank you.
Now, on my Bruins comment, I don't know how they pulled that out of their butt last night, but they somehow did it. And I don't understand, but 0-for-4 on the penalty, on the power play again, is killing them. It's killing them.
It's not good. Pastrnak did score for the first time in 7 games.
Yeah, they better on the power play or defending a power play? Not sure. Yeah, it really was a
race to the bottom on that one.
You know what, Jones? It was a tale of two teams last night.
It was.
As the Celtics had the game all but won in the third quarter. The Bruins had the game all but lost in the third period. And then, boom, there was a body switch movie.
Let me tell you.
The Bruins became the Celtics, and the Celtics became the Bruins.
That's why we watch, Keith. You never know what you're going to see.
No, it's a good
in
point.
These sporting events, you never
it's wild.
Even right in the middle. Even when you think you know for two-thirds of the game, you
wild.
Don't. We'll get to the Bruins in a moment. What did you think of Tatum last night?
I mean, I don't think he's hurt, but the fact that they were saying like a little bit of an ankle thing, you're like, all right, you kind of watch that. I don't think he's really hurt. I just think it was one of those nights he didn't shoot well. You know, he shot well in the opener, and everyone's like, oh, he fixed his shot or whatever. It's like, yeah, he's still not going to shoot, 60% all season or whatever it is.
What's he at for three? That's a good question. I'll look that
up.
So
he was 2 of 9 last night. So
he's down to 36% already on threes. That's worse than a year ago. He was 38% a year ago.
He was 38 regular season. He really took a hit in the playoffs.
No, I'm just looking at regular season numbers. He's below. Yeah, good point. For all the talk about his fixed shot,
I know.
He's shooting a lower field goal percentage and 3-point percentage than the regular season last year.
And then obviously the one at the very end of the game, we might have been talking very differently had he just hit that one shot. They're up by 4 with however many seconds to go, and they probably hang on and win. But no, he obviously wasn't great. He, like Jaylen Brown, and of course they have the ball in their hands a lot, but they were a big problem with the turnovers. Brown had 6, Tatum had 5. So yeah, certainly not his best game.
Here's what I didn't like about Tatum. Number one, I think he could have done more on the catch on the inbound from Jrue Holiday, mm-hmm. where it just got thrown out of bounds. I don't blame him entirely on that. It wasn't a good inbound, but I think he could have done more on that. And so he was part of that turnover, and he said after the game, not only did he confirm he's going to play tonight, which tells me he's not hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, he played 37 minutes last night. He's not hurt.
Well, it's the NBA Cup, Jones.
He's babying his ankle and worried about it and showing you that he's hobbling around the court left and right. He's probably not 100%, but he's like 95%, and he's not injured. So he's playing tonight. He also said he should have caught that ball last night, which I agree with. He could have done more to catch it. The missed three, whatever. The thing was 99% down. He missed, so I'll knock him for it. I'd rather he makes it. Duh.
Right.
But my big issue with him, he fell asleep again on Larry Nance on that three.
That's another defense. Like, what is he doing?
And it's like he falls asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's
no, it's
just,
not even like a real double team. It's not even like, oh, like, hey, yeah, you contested the shot and whatever. The guy just made a good play. He's like, no, you just kind of wander off.
He just kind of looks lost or doesn't have the effort to get out on a shooter. And maybe he just looked at it and said, that's Larry Nance. That's a big difference than Buddy Hield in the Warriors game. He looked at it and said, it's just Larry Nance. He's not going to knock it down. But Nance was knocking that shot down last night.
That's Wyoming's Larry Nance Jr. you're talking about.
5 threes.
Yeah, he's popping threes.
Hey, so he was shooting well.
Yeah.
And Tatum's looks at it and goes, nah. And he knocks it down. So him getting lost on defense in clutch situations.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on that. That's a guy who's supposed to be a good defender.
What do you think of the number one overall pick in the NBA draft?
Barely noticed
Stinks.
Him. Stinks. Didn't notice him.
He had that one game because, you know, in grab bag, we do the best NBA performer of the night, which is a classic staple within a staple. And he had a monster game like a week ago.
Yep.
He wasn't very good the first time the Celtics played him. And last night, he's like invisible. Like Larry Nance completely outplayed him.
Barely noticed him.
Yeah.
And so, like, to me, the guys who stuck out, Daniels is incredible on defense.
Yeah, Dyson Daniels.
Credit to Scal last night. Credit to Jrue Carter last night. I mean, early on, they're like, this Dyson Daniels is everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was.
Yep.
And Jalen Johnson is a player. He had a triple-double last night. He didn't score as much as he normally does. He took over the playmaking role for Trae Young. He's a player.
Mm-hmm.
And so those guys stood out. Not the number one pick at all.
Not at all. I mean, we knew there was a bad draft, but.
No, it's true. The number one pick in the next draft, not so good last night for Duke.
Big turnover.
Yeah,
two turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Turnover, good. Plural. Yes, yes, yes.
Cooper
yes, yes.
Flag.
So Risachet or Cooper Flag. Take your pick. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. All your Celtics thoughts. Do you like the NBA Cup? Are you with me? Are you with Keefe? It's worthless. Doesn't matter. You could jump in there. We'll get to the Bruins as well. We started fleshing out some thoughts there. Did they save Monty's job? And how reliable is David Pastrnak? That's next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.